broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico. Phil Hendry.
I know exactly how that feels. Like the other day.
The way I conducted the interview has been called many things. But I'll sum it up.
Senator. Hi. You're just on the floor, correct?
Yeah, what's a gay what?
You know how many people like guns and dip?
World famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news, talk, and entertainment show where reality is our bitch and where the looking glass of current events and news it gets stepped through each and every night on this program. The Alice in Wonderland of talk radio. And on this show, we tell you as much about yourselves as we tell you about the news. President Obama praises the health care bill as it nears passage. We have with us on the line Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, which is a volunteer public, I guess you could say, public service-minded security force, grown out of a neighborhood watch situation. Citizens Auxiliary Police is in Southern California. They have other groups around the country. And Jay has told us that he feels empowered by the president's speech on the civilian security force in Denver last year to basically go out and ask people what they know about the health care bill. Now, the health care bill itself, as I mentioned, went through the usual process last night, Republicans hating Democrats, Democrats hating Republicans, but there was no filibuster. The Republicans were kept from filibustering, and so there was a vote, and today the president was happy with the result.
The United States Senate knocked down a filibuster aimed at blocking a final vote on health care reform and scored a big victory for the American people. By standing up to the special interests who have prevented reform for decades and who are furiously lobbying against it now, the Senate has moved us closer to reform that makes a tremendous difference for families, for seniors, for businesses, and for the country as a whole.
Now, here's a liberal talk show host, Tom Hartman. He is a liberal health care critic, and he brings President Obama's mother into the debate.
Forcing 30 million Americans to buy health insurance from these gangsters with no public option and no opportunity to buy into Medicare is, it's not change we can believe in. Sorry. It wouldn't have helped your mother, Mr. President, when she had ovarian cancer and she was dying. She, under today's rules, she would die.
All right, Jay, you heard the comments of the president. You heard Tom Hartman there. What do you think?
Well, I mean, in light of the things that we've been talking about the last hour, where I have said to you very clearly, we don't have any dog in this fight, Phil. We are simply here as Citizens Auxiliary Police, a civilian security force, to make sure that the country, and our society and our streets are safe. And how do you have safe streets? How do you have safe neighborhoods? How do you have safe schools? How can a grandmother or a child walk down a street and feel safe when you have people sitting in restaurants and bistros and going into movie lines and wherever people gather, and they're saying things like this Parkman gentleman was just saying, that Obama's mother is going to die and the insurance is a gangster enterprise. How do you feel safe in a society like that? So what we do is...
I don't see the connection.
Well, you don't see the connection between a guy saying that President Obama's mother is going to be... She would have died if she had the health care that he has right now. I mean, that makes people... People are going to go out and spread that. And they're going to spread it everywhere. And just like swine flu or, you know, anything that you get on your hand and it makes a rash on your mouth or something, that's going to spread. It's going to spread. And that's where we have to step in and basically ask people, you know, to stop talking in a way that slanders the President of the United States. Otherwise, we don't have any respect for law and order and we don't have respect for President. And what I've told people is we'll ask you to spread. We will ask you to present ID, and at that time, if it all checks out, we're able to dust for a print off of the silverware you're using. We send it to the national database of the fingerprint, you know, of the fingerprint organization or wherever they have it. And when everything checks out, it's the tip of my pith helmet to you, and we'll be all away.
What do you mean you ask them to spread? What does that mean?
Well, that's just the standard. That's the standard pat down. You spread. We find where your ID is. All we're asking for people.
No, wait a minute. You're asking people for their ID.
That is correct. Yes.
And if they don't give you your ID, their ID, then you pat them down.
Well, we basically say spread, and we will then pat down. Yeah, for the ID. If they refuse to spread, that's when we'll go for a piece of silver or glass. But, you see, I think people think that we're like a Gestapo or some kind of fantasy Hollywood movie. It's funny how people just think of Hollywood movies. All we're doing is very, very benign, is saying, you know, what you just said there, you know, it's none of my business, but what you just said there, that Obama's health care plan is going to pay for Mexicans, that's wrong. Okay, so if you could show me your ID, if not, spread, I'll go ahead and look for it myself. If not, not a problem. I'll just get one of the water glasses that the waitress had. And
boy, just because a guy said that, what if he's wrong? What if the guy didn't know? What if he's wrong?
Well, I mean, we'll correct him. We'll say, what you just said there is a lie, and here's the health care plan. Now, if they still want to debate the issue, well, we got to take it up, you know, take it up a notch at that point. It's about saving lives, Phil. That's all it is, and that's why I got in law enforcement. A lot of other guys do, too.
877-876-PHIL. Boy, I got a hard time figuring how that helps save lives when you when someone says they believe Obama's health care plan is going to ensure illegal immigrants. Here is Rocky in Louisville, Kentucky. Rocky, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Jay Santos. Go ahead, sir.
Hello, how's it going tonight?
It's good, thank you.
Good. I've got a few questions here. Now, let's just say, for instance, that you guessed that I failed to catch his name there.
What's that, sir?
Jay Santos.
My name's Jay.
Jay, okay.
How are you?
Okay, Jay.
What's your name? Your name's Rocky, huh?
Yes. Okay,
yes,
now let's
Rocky,
say
yeah.
that you... Yes, sir. Now let's say that you overhear me in a restaurant.
Is that short? I was wondering if that's short for a name or something.
No, Rocky, his name's Rocky.
Rocky.
Let's just
Rocky
move on,
will do
yeah.
for right now. Rocky will do.
All right.
So let's say
right,
you overhear me
heard
in
that.
A restaurant. And,
yeah.
So I don't want to give you my ID, and I don't want to let you fingerprint me, and I don't want to let you pat me down, as in my legal constitutional right. And you zip tie me.
Well,
where are you going to take
your,
me after? Where are you going to take
it's
me
not,
after
well,
you zip tie me?
Well, at that point, then we pat you down for your ID, and we're able to extract it at that time. And then, you know, with a tip of the hat, we're on our way.
Okay. All right. Now the zip tie part, this has got me intrigued. Where are you going to take me after you zip tie me? Are you going to take me to a police department?
I guess the gentleman didn't hear me. I said that we would then pat you down and take a look at your ID, take a peek at it, and, you know, then put it back in your wallet.
So then you're not taking him anywhere?
No, I'm not going to take him. Where am I going to take it? I'm simply, all I'm asking for is his name and, you know, certain basic information. And, of course,
okay.
if we do find out you have a phony ID or, you know, fake driver's license, some deal like that, well, then we got to take it up another notch.
Okay, another notch. How many notches do you have?
I don't know. How many do you got?
What the hell kind of question
is that?
All
right.
Well,
okay. Anyway, Rocky, thank you for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Let's move on to Inez. Inez, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Jay Santos. Go ahead.
What's that guy talking about? You know, by the way, I wanted to remind you of that song, Rocky Raccoon.
Yeah, that's fine. Inez, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
If Jay will let me talk, I am a nurse. I'm
yes,
66
ma'am.
Years
I just want
old.
To know, you ever heard that song, Rocky Raccoon? The last guy's name was Rocky.
Listen, will you shut up?
Well, ma'am, I'm not being rude to you. I just want
to
know if you heard Rocky Raccoon.
Well, you are being rude.
Forget about Rocky Raccoon. What are you talking about?
The Beatles song, Rocky Raccoon, reminded me of the last guy I was talking to. That's all.
Okay, go ahead, Inez.
I'm 66 years old.
I
if I was sitting in a restaurant having a private conversation and this idiot came up to me trying to fingerprint me, I would try to kick his butt all over that restaurant. And if I've ever had any doubts about this administration, it's idiots like this man that makes me wonder what's going on. Why have you not been arrested and put under a jail?
Well, man, all I would ask you to do is spread.
Well, if you ask me to spread, you're going to get that fork right up your hiney. I can tell you that. You want to fingerprint that?
Well, man, we're trained in technique, so you're not going to, you know, try
no,
to protect your
offspring. No, you're not
you
trained
can.
To do anything. You wouldn't lay a hand on a private citizen, did you not know that
personal privacy
is the most important thing in this country?
It very much is, unless you're talking about the health care bill, which slanders the presidency. That's the, you know, the dignity of the presidency, in which case we do have to take it to another level.
Listen,
but all I'm
man,
asking you to do is spread it. Yeah. Well, what is your problem with spreading?
Do you believe?
Why don't you want to?
Because I'm a 66-year-old woman, if you asked me to spread it, I would take that
poke it up your butt. No, ma'am, I'm not talking about something salacious. I'm saying spread so we can pat you down.
Wait a minute.
You're
Who's patting down this woman?
Anybody down.
No, we are trained, believe me when I tell you, we are trained to do a pat down on a female that is totally respectful.
Is there a female officer with you? Is there a female officer with you?
We do not allow females because of the nature of our work.
Oh, so you got men patting down a 66-year-old woman? It's not going to happen.
Phil, as I said, we ask for the spread. We do a very light, it's called a light pat down.
What? First of all, why are you patting her down? Most women don't carry their ID on them. They carry it in a purse.
Well, all the better. Then she doesn't have to spread.
Listen, I hate to inform you of this. But if you think for 1 minute Obama's not lying through his teeth when he says this health care bill is not
going
to cost us a dime,
what planet do you live on?
You step over the line when you say you're going to pat down a private citizen having a private conversation. Who do you think you are?
I'm simply saying, ma'am, would you mind spreading?
You've already said that.
What would you think a woman would tell you when she says, keep your hands off me?
Okay, I've got to check for ID only because you have said things are not true about the health care. And you called Obama, the N-word, which we don't like.
I did not.
She didn't use the N-word. She didn't say that at all.
Well, I'm anticipating that she would. Because that's usually where it goes.
Oh, come on, man. Jay, it's one thing for you to inform people about the health care bill. It's another thing entirely to start interrupting their conversations if they're not saying anything that you agree with.
It's not about me agreeing. It's about if it's true or not. If the lady is saying that the Obama health care bill is going to gas cripples or however they want to do it, I got to drop the flag on that, and I got to take it to level two.
That's what I'm saying to the lady. You need to be in a loony bin. You're crazy. This is America. This is not Chavez's country. This country belongs to free people.
Of course it does, ma'am. Boy,
so
that hurts.
What business do you have butting into a private conversation?
I had started our conversation, yours and mine, out, asking you about Rocky Raccoon because I wanted to start it out with a light, a light touch.
Well,
And what you did is you took it all the way. Now you want me to be locked up in a padded cell simply because I'm doing my job, ask you to spread.
You know what, Jay, if you had any kind of sense, you'd say to this lady, ma'am, here's a flyer on the health care bill, some things you may not know about. Have a very good day.
Well, that's basically what little kids do when they're going out and collecting cans for pagan people and stuff. We don't do that. We have to have some enforcement clout.
Anyway, Inez, I understand what you're saying. I appreciate your call very much. Thank you, huh?
Thank you.
And have a good evening. Thank you. There's Inez.
I tried to start out on a very kind of Rocky Raccoon.
I know about Rocky Raccoon. That was the guy that called in, the man who had the name Rocky.
No, but the point that I'm making to you is the following thing. That man Rocky called in, and I wanted to try it. This is what we do in the Citizens Auxiliary Police. And I will try to find some common ground. Rocky Raccoon went into the saloon. And if you know about the song, right?
But Jay, I want to get into a break.
Now hold on for a minute. I want to give you the idea of what we do in our enforcement so that we do disarm people and they do not feel as violated as a lot of these people talk about. If a man comes in and says, what's your name? Sir, my name's Rocky. Rocky Raccoon came into the saloon only to find Gideon's Bible. Boo, boo, doo. And we'll hum that, and he's disarmed, and, go ahead and spread it. And they spread because they're not threatened by us. That's the point I'm trying to make.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. We're going to come back with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police on the Obama health care bill and what he and his Citizens Auxiliary Police are doing if you happen to get something wrong about the bill or publicly utter some disagreement with it. 877-876-PHIL, the world famous. This is very, it's either dangerous or it's something else. 877-876-PHIL, the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Went into the saloon only to find the bitch. Well,
Phil Henry. Phil Henry.
877-876-PHIL. Hey, you know what? This is the holiday gift-giving time, so what better gift to give the Phil fan in your house, or maybe to yourself, than a backstage pass to our website, the Phil Henry website, $6.95 a month. It's El Cheapo Reno, baby, for 6 months, and for a year, I think it's around $54.95. So it's a beautiful thing. Get a Christmas gift for the Phil fan in your house by giving them a subscription to the Phil Henry website. We have hours and hours of quality radio there. Archives, live video streaming, live audio streaming. The shows on audio are downloadable each and every day, the day after the show. So you are never without our show. And like I say, we keep a 5-day archive on our video, too. PhilHenryShow.com. Pick up a backstage pass for Christmas for yourself or someone in the family. 877-876-PHIL. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police is on the line with us. And we want to get in as many phone calls as we can this hour. We have Kevin in Tri-Cities, Washington. Kevin, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, Phil. How are you?
Jay, are you there?
I'm right here, yeah.
I'm good, sir. Thank you.
I don't understand. We're in the Constitution. He has been given the right to detain people, to...
Citizens arrest.
Well, then that means I can put citizens arrest on you for touching me.
No, because I don't think so, because we are part of a...
Me the right to
we're
free
part
assembly,
of a civilian
right
force.
To free speech. It gives
right?
me...
Exactly.
Basically,
exactly.
I can stand in the middle of public, downtown New York if I wanted to, and say anything I wanted to say. And by
not if you created a disturbance.
You
no, you couldn't. But not if
yes,
you created a disturbance.
Done
no, you
it.
Could. No, you could. Not if you created
I've
a disturbance, then that's, you know, that's disturbing the peace. And
that's no different
will,
than the guy
you know.
Playing his guitar on the subway, asking for change.
If there's somebody
same
complaining
thing.
About it, then the police have to, you know, interdict that situation. If
right.
you're standing in
right.
Times Square and you're talking
you're speaking
a bunch of
truth.
You know, stuff nonsense, then
but
we
it.
Would have
you're,
to
you're,
obviously
you're creating a lie. You're,
no, no, I'm not creating a lie. See, that's the thing. You're creating a lie by talking stuff about the health care bill isn't true. That's when we would go up
I haven't
and
said
say,
anything about the health care bill.
Need,
I didn't
well,
say something
I'm
about
not,
you.
I'm not interested. Then I'm not interested.
Then I tell you what.
But what are you paranoid?
The Constitution
why are you,
gives you no right to even do anything.
If I'm not,
we
if
are
you're
free
not
people.
Saying anything about the health care bill, you can go on your way and I won't
oh,
bother you.
That's not what you said earlier.
No, that's exactly what I said.
Obama was a communist. You said
well, that's not true.
Me.
Yeah, it's about the health care. That's about the health care bill. And
no,
so
you said
that
if somebody
is not true.
Obama was a terrorist.
Well, a point
or
is
a communist
about
it. Or KGB.
I'm not arguing about it. You are.
I'm not arguing.
Creating a disturbance,
might,
and therefore you would be forced to spread.
What is
I
this forced
you
to
what?
Spread?
I'll
you're talking about the.
Not.
You know, you're talking, Jay, about forced to spread. Are you talking about asking for an ID?
Asking for ID, that's correct, yeah.
You won't get it from me.
Step it up. You just step it up a notch. I mean, I've got two sub-commanders with me.
I don't care.
I don't think you'd be any problem. You wouldn't be any problem.
I don't care. I don't either.
Good. I'm glad you don't care. You
know what I'm saying
is make it easy.
The Constitution gives me the right to say what I want to say, where I want to say it.
No, it doesn't.
And it doesn't give you the right to...
No, you can't say fire in a crowded theater. You can't utter slander. You can't utter libel. There are limits to free speech. And Citizens Auxiliary Police...
Free speech is free speech.
Yeah, I think you need to go back and read the Constitution one more time, because I think...
Hey, I read it in the second grade, the third grade, the fourth grade, the fifth grade, the sixth grade, seventh grade, eighth grade, ninth grade.
You couldn't name...
All right, thank you very much for your call, sir. 877-876-PHIL. We're here with Jay Santos of Citizens Auxiliary Police talking about... I don't know what we're talking about, to be honest with you.
But we're talking about the health care bill.
Yeah, we're talking about the health care bill, whatever that has to do with you telling people that they can't talk smack. We got to take a break. Hold the line there, Neil, who I just put on the line. So you hold on. Jay, you hold on. 877-876-PHIL. Take it to the next level.
That guy tries to go to level two on me. I take it to level three.
We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
We need world famous.
Phil Hendry.
I never heard of it.
Famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry here with Jay Sano, Citizens Auxiliary Police. That should not figure into a health care bill, though, Jay.
Well, let me say one thing that I think people are forgetting about.
But the health care bill that we're debating in this country should have nothing to do with law enforcement.
It does have something to do with law enforcement. If you tell another person publicly within earshot of a restaurant full of people that the Obama health care bill has death panels that are going to gas and then burn and then sprinkle ashes everywhere of old ladies, or old people, if you will, and that causes someone to feel panicked and want to run home and possibly take their, I mean, it sounds ridiculous, but take your grandparents into hiding somewhere, that's going to cause a public panic, which is totally unnecessary. Now, let me tell you something. The only people that are afraid of being wiretapped are criminals, and people, what are doing wrong, breaking the law. That's the only ones. And no one should be afraid when they see the blue armband and the pith helmet and the wingtips and our uniform. No one should be afraid of Citizens Auxiliary Police about saving lives. It's not about controlling people's lives. Want to give information?
When you tell a woman of 66 she's got a spread, if she doesn't give you her ID, and if she doesn't, you're taking a fingerprint off of silverware or a glass because they happen to say something that you think is wrong.
No, we have the health care bill in front of us.
Doesn't matter. What are you taking fingerprints for?
I think you're blowing it way out of proportion in terms of what we're here to. As President Obama said about the Civilian Defense Force.
And that's another thing. He didn't create any Civilian Defense Force. He said that was something he'd like to see. He didn't create it.
We found, I think, you know, you're going to have a hard time proving that in a court of law. Because
me? You got a hard time proving in a court of law.
Bill, he said in a speech in Denver, Colorado.
I heard the speech. I heard what he said. He wasn't talking about a police force. He was talking about a volunteer force of people who were going to, you know, volunteer at embassies, a variety of things. Here is Rick in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Rick, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Jay Santos. Go ahead, sir.
I don't know who this guy really thinks he is, but in Kentucky, if he comes to me and asks for my ID,
oh, here we go.
I'm not going to give him my ID, and if he starts wants to take it up a notch, we can take it up several notches, because I not only believe in the free speech, I believe in the Second Amendment. Because he's going to be looking down at all the guns.
You tell me you're carrying a gun into a restaurant? What are you, paranoid?
Yes, I carry a gun everywhere I go. And so does not
concealed
everybody
permit,
I know around here.
You got a concealed weapon permit? You got a concealed weapon permit?
Yes, I do.
What's your last name, sir?
Don't tell him your last name, sir.
You think I'm stupid?
That shows that you're scared of me and you recognize my authority.
No. No, so what it shows is I'm on public radio, and I'm not going to give out a lot of information.
He's not giving out personal information, okay?
No.
All right, but the point is, you are definitely concealing something, and that would put you on my level one list.
Well, you might have
level one list
top of my list, and you probably should put just about everybody I know, because free speech says that I can say anything I want. And the Second Amendment says that I can defend myself if someone comes at me.
Well, Bill, I'm free of law. People don't know that free speech does not extend to yelling fire in a crowded theater. You know that, sir, right? Can't yell fire in a crowded theater, right?
Did I yell fire?
You cannot yell fire in a crowded theater. Are you aware of that?
You cannot yell fire in a crowded theater. Free speech in a public restaurant talking about the health care.
Exactly, it's the same thing.
How's that the same thing?
If you say in a restaurant, okay, just follow my logic here, sir. If you say in a restaurant that Obama's health care bill is going to cook old ladies alive in an oven, you don't think that's going to cause panic among the citizenry and people are going to, react in a way that's going to be negative?
Okay. Now let me
I don't know what world you live in.
Are you crazy or something? I've never even heard anybody say anything like that.
I heard it on TV the other day. A guy said they're going to gas all the old women.
I would not say anything like that, first of all, but I would damn the health care bill all day long.
Would you say that Obama is a commie?
Would I say what?
Obama's a communist.
No, he's a socialist.
Okay, good. All right, and you and I got no problem. So what are you worried about?
Well, wait, hold on for a minute.
You said
that you would talk to people.
Well, of course you're worried. You don't want to give me your last name. You're being very secretive.
All right,
that's
look,
funny.
You said that people, you would go up to people and correct them?
Of course I would. If I'm listening in, and this guy is listening, he's sitting there with his friends, and they're talking a lot of stuff that isn't true about the health care bill, then I would go over and I'd say, excuse me, gentlemen, but you're wrong about that, and here's a copy of the health care bill, and, it's just a warning, that's all.
That's different from what you said you would come at me and ask me for my ID and ask me to spread them.
If you were talking about Obama being a commie, yeah. Now, I'm giving you a warning,
What does that mean, a warning?
I'm giving you a warning saying, get it. The next time I hear you talk about the health care bill, I don't want to hear you lying about it.
I would give you a warning to back off. And you might also back off quickly.
I can't do that as a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. You need to spread or get zip tied.
I know you have a gun.
But I'm very experienced in what we call a three-step takedown.
And you know what?
I'm able to take you.
Let me tell you
behind
something.
You and I push you over the guy that's kneeling behind you.
Let me tell you something. With the people that I would be with, you would be looking down the barrel of several guns. Because I'm also experienced with those people that I would be around.
Well, I think you're pretty quick to pull a gun on a guy. You don't know anything about me. You don't know if I could maneuver. I could take that gun away from you. What do you think about that?
Oh, come on. Look, gentlemen. I don't want to get into this conversation.
But I'm not going to get into this kind of a conversation.
Because you look at, you don't want to, like Al Pacino said to the guy in that, he says, some guys will take a gun away from you and bury it up your you-know-what. And you don't want that to happen, do you?
Okay, I'm not interested in this conversation. We're talking about the legality of whether you can get somebody's ID and whether or not you have the right to ask people for their ID, regardless of what they're talking about.
I'm a brigadier admiral.
Exactly. I thank you for your call, Rick. I appreciate it very much, sir. 877-876-PHIL. What did you say? I'm sorry, Jay.
I said I'm a brigadier admiral in the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Major Elvis Newton.
You're a brigadier?
Brigadier Admiral, sir.
A brigadier admiral.
Mr. Henry, I'm not here to debate the rank and the codification of our non-commissioned officer or commissioned officer. Major Elvis Newton.
How is it that a major runs your Citizens Auxiliary Police, but you're an...
I didn't hear if you're laughing...
Of course I'm laughing. A major runs it. You're a brigadier admiral.
Mr. Henry, in this country today, we have a security situation with Al-Qaeda and terrorism and everything.
No. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the health care bill that you say you're going to go and tell people they can't talk smack about this, that, or something else. Otherwise, you're going to bring level two or whatever that is.
No, I said spread.
Okay, spread. And you're a brigadier admiral.
I don't make fun of your name or what you do. Are you a talk show host?
Yes, sometimes.
All right, well, sometimes I'm a brigadier admiral. You don't hear me going, ha, ha, what are you, talk show host? Ha, 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 ha. You didn't hear me that, do you?
What?
You didn't hear me say what I'm talking about.
I can't understand you, sir. I got to get to a phone call. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Neil in Pennsylvania. Neil, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Hi, Phil. How you doing?
I'm good.
I'm here to show respect to people and show respect to me, that's all.
All right. With this guy patting people down, I know if I would walk up to somebody and ask them for their ID or something and then, go to pat them down, that'd be sexual harassment.
On a guy? You gotta be kidding me.
On a guy, on a girl, anybody. That's sexual harassment if you just walk up
Why
to somebody
do you go to that?
And start feeling them.
Why do you, look, you said we're feeling them. I mean, maybe you get your cookies that way, but I...
No, no, the gentleman is saying, since you're not an official cop...
Wait a minute. That's the difference. This gentleman, if you're just walking up wearing jeans and a hoodie, and you start, you know, rubbing somebody, of course. But I've got a blue armband, duly, you know, recognizable.
Okay, well, then that's my next question. You said about that guy being lying about the health care plan and everything else. Okay, how do we know that you're not lying about who you are and what your identity is just to be able to do what you want to do?
Because I'm uniformed. I have a uniform on. We have our...
Anybody can go buy a uniform,
sir. I use my wife's Suburban, but we do have a magnet sign. I have business cards as well.
Anybody can go buy a Suburban.
Okay, well, how do you know a police officer that pulls you over is a real one? See? Anybody can paint a car black and white.
Oh, come on.
Sometimes they're not.
What?
There was a case a year or two ago of people going around arresting people and harassing them in a police car.
That doesn't mean you're not going to pull over for the police, does it? Of course not.
But you're going to be cautious about it.
You're putting your you-know-what in your hands, but you got to do it. All I say is, spread. Let's get this over with. This is any more pleasant for me than it is for you. You think I want to spread you? I don't want to do that. I want to move on.
Then why are you?
Get some ice cream. What?
Why are you doing it?
Because I want to make sure that the security of our country is secured. If people are going around saying the Obama health care plan is going to allow billions of Mexicans to come in and just do whatever they want to do, I got to stop that. I got to stop it now.
What the hell are you talking about? What do you mean, the Obama health care plan, there's a lot of misinformation about all kinds of things in this society, Jay. I haven't seen it cause a public disturbance. In fact, the stuff about Mexicans getting health insurance or illegals, that hasn't caused a disturbance.
Oh, you don't think it's caused a disturbance? I got people in my neighborhood that are, sandbagging their house because they're worried about not getting health insurance or something. I don't know.
That's what I mean. All right. Thank you very much, sir, for your call. 877-876-PHIL.
Wait, but this guy's laughing. I want to know why he's laughing. Why are you laughing at?
Saying about sandbagging houses and stuff, and that's just...
I don't know where you live, but we've got a problem with illegal immigration that is coming over the border. You know about that, don't you? And I got neighbors in my house. I got neighbors my neighborhood that people are sandbagging waiting for this flood from Chihuahua, or whatever you want to call it.
Are any of those illegals?
Oh, boy. what'd you say? I didn't hear.
Have a good day, Phil.
You don't live in California. You live in Pennsylvania. The only illegals you get over there are like Albanians or something. Hey, probably didn't care.
Thank you very much, sir, for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Jay Sanos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. On the Obama health care bill, and if you don't get it right, if you're spreading misinformation about the bill, if you're saying Obama's a communist, if you're saying that the health care bill has death panels in it, if you're saying that the health care bill is going to allow illegal immigrants to get insurance, then Jay will walk over to you in the restaurant or wherever you are, and he will ask you for your ID after he asks you to spread. And then he will tell you, stop talking all this garbage and tip of the helmet and he's on his way. The most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. 877-876-PHIL. Back with the final segment here. Jay Sanos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
You didn't think it's ridiculous, but I got a job to do.
What?
I said I got a job to do.
You got a job to do?
You have a job in a hut?
Phil Henry. 877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Henry Show on every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The groundbreaking Phil Hendry show, and we're with you here with a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. We take you through the looking glass. On the line with us here is Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, located in Southern California. And they see the health care bill as a law enforcement matter, that if people repeat information that isn't in the bill or they try to scare people about the bill, that it's a law enforcement issue. And you've yet to make the case, Mr. Santos, that you have the constitutional right to pat people down, make them spread, get their fingerprints, get their ID, or zip tie them because they said Obama's health care bill stinks.
Well, you have yet to make the case that I don't have the right to wear a blue armband, clearly identify myself as a Citizens Auxiliary Police with a pith helmet. And I would ask you where you see pith helmets, unless it is on a Citizens Auxiliary policeman. And
pith helmets? That's what guys wear in the desert.
The what?
Guys wear a pith helmet?
Yeah. I'm not talking about an old jungle movie.
I'm not talking about a jungle movie either. I mean, like archaeologists out in the desert?
Not archaeologists. Boy, you've really tried to misrepresent my position and position of Major Elvis Newton tonight. I'm very ungrateful for that.
Well, no, that has not been my intent. I'm trying to make sense out of what it is you're talking about, that's all. Let's go over to Robin in Boca Raton, Florida. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hey, I want to know something about the big cop that's sitting in your studio. Does he
I'm not in a studio. I'm on the phone. I'm on a telephone.
Oh, you're on the phone. Okay, wherever you are.
Okay. Mistake number one.
Okay, listen. I'm sitting in a restaurant talking about Obama, talking about the health care bill, and I want to know and I want to see whose payroll you're on. Are you on Obama's payroll? Are you being paid by the Gestapo, or what's your story? I want to see your...
Well, no, the Gestapo would be more up your alley because right-wingers are Gestapo.
Yes, really. I want to see you.
I'd like to know, what are you talking about? What are you saying exactly about it? What are you saying exactly?
What am I saying? Anything?
Yeah, because I'm not gonna arrest. I'm not gonna zip tie you.
Yeah, the president.
That's nothing.
I don't like him.
That's nothing.
He's a liar. He's not only a communist.
Oh, now you got to prove that. Now you have to prove that. Now you have to prove that. See.
Well,
yes.
Here's what you have to do.
At that point, I would approach the table. And
you would?
I know you're a lady, but I would have to have
it doesn't matter. I'm a lady. Oh, you're right. I'm a lady. I want to know where you get your money from. Who's
paying
you?
I'm very happy I was able to remind you that.
Where do you get your money from?
How did you know?
I want
first
see
of all, I'll tell you
ID.
That when you tell me how you know you're a lady.
All right, Jay. Okay.
That's stupid.
Well, she said she
you're
forgot.
Stupid. Okay.
No, you
know
said you
what?
Forgot. You forgot.
Guess what? You'd have to address the whole table.
Well, that's pretty weird. You forget you're a lady.
All right. Will you get past that?
You have no
and answer her
okay,
answer her question.
My question
yeah, answer my
is
question.
This.
Whose payroll
right.
are you on? Whose payroll are
paid.
You on?
I don't get paid. I don't
really,
get paid.
Really, you're
we
doing
a
this
force.
For nothing. You're doing this
we're
for
a volunteer
nothing.
Force.
So you must you must be over
and you
yeah,
would spread
retired.
For nothing.
Okay,
you're
Jay.
No,
she would. She'd spread for nothing.
Yeah, right.
And
okay.
You got a problem. Well, you've
good
got it
luck.
Before.
All right, watch it.
Well, she's asking for it. She's begging for it.
I'm begging
she's giving
for
me these
it.
Openings, man.
You're an
she's
idiot.
These,
you're an
she's
idiot,
me these
and
openings.
So is the people. Yeah, right. Goodbye.
So is the people. You mean so are the people. Your grammar is kind of messed up. I don't know what she's talking about.
Does the lady hang up?
She better have hung up. I will not put up with... If I saw her, she'd be spreading.
Okay, fine. 877-876-PHIL. What was this point you wanted to make? I know you sent something to Bud.
Well, Phil, the point I wanted to make, and yeah, I did send Bud over a recording of something that I do want to bring up. Have you got a couple minutes?
Yeah, we're wrapping up the segment.
Back in 1969, Phil, a terrible series of murders were committed in the Los Angeles area. And that was on a Sharon Tate house, as you know. The man that committed those murders was named Charles Manson, and he said that the Beatles' White Album was the reason. He said Helter Skelter and a number of other songs predicted a race war, and I find it very interesting what I'm talking about tonight. When a man named Rocky called your show, and I brought up Rocky Raccoon, you didn't want to say nothing about it. Now, I want you to hear something, Mr. Henry, that is on the White Album by the Beatles. and it predicts the end of the world. Now, this is a song that...
This is rock.
Somewhere in the black mining hills...
Yeah, what about it?
Hold on for a minute. Rocky Raccoon. See, right there. This predicts the end of the world as Charles... Well, not Charles Manson, but...
What do you mean, this predicts the end of the world?
This was a song written by the Beatles and a guy named Rocky Call Your Show. Did he not, or did he?
Yes, he did.
All right, and I said, do you know the song Rocky Raccoon? You're like, yeah. You didn't want to talk about it? And the lady didn't want to talk about it? Nobody. And yeah, here it is. He checked into his room. Okay. Now, right there. Right there. Only to find Gideon's Bible.
Rocky had come.
Okay.
The end of the world, huh?
The end of the world, huh? To shoot off, you know, Mr. Hendry, I have worked to shoot off the... There. This song is...
Will you get this guy out of here before I flip?
Well, he told me to do it.
Rocky Raccoon. It's Raccoon, by the way. World famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
You'll be sorry.
Phil Hendry.